Welcome to another edition of Online Business Platinum Podcast, a podcast for online digital creators, course developers, coaches, and ebook creators sharing tips and strategies for you to supersize your business, your results, and your life. You're with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and 30DayProductProfit.com. Welcome back, Business Platinum Podcast listeners. Another exciting show for you today. I hope you're having an awesome summer. I mean, being a digital product entrepreneur, we know that that gives you the ability to kind of live a lifestyle and enjoy the time that you're having, get those experiences and roll those back into your business. I mean, we've been able to, this year so far, visit Vienna, Austria. We've been able to tour most of Arizona and Nevada, head to the mountains, visit Prague, go to several music festivals, something that I do on the side and actually contribute through digital products and blogs. And then soon to come, I got some lakefront holidays and more planned for the fall. So all of this is to feed my spirit and to feed my experiences so I can put that back into the business. And luckily, this kind of business affords you that possibility. That's what brings me to today, though, is I was working this week with a number of new members over at 30DayProductProfit.com. That's the site where we onboard aspiring digital product creators who may have expertise in other areas, maybe already running businesses, or maybe, you know, escaping a job or starting a side hustle, and they want to start by creating their very first product. And a lot of them struggle with getting that first step. You know, they're at the dreaming, wishing, wanting, and planning stage, and maybe even have tried to start, but they just can't get that first product released. And until you do, you don't get the confidence because you don't see the sales coming in. You don't see the profit coming in. You don't see the people that you're helping with your product. So I wanted to share a very powerful, simple, highly effective method for getting your first or your next digital product out the door. For 99% of the people, look, they just never get to this stage. And I want you to get to this stage because once you do this the first time and you get that first product out, no matter how small, how basic, and you know, you get that first sale under your belt, it's addictive and you will never turn back. I've never had a customer that we've reached that point that hasn't gone on to much bigger things in their lives, and it literally has changed their lives. So how do we bridge that gap from wanting, wishing to the point of actually getting something out? Well, I want to take you through a simple four-step process that is low stress, low anxiety, very fast, and it's a way to get you started in this business. So I want you to start with a topic that you have either some experience, some knowledge, access to knowledge, somebody maybe that you have close to you that you can interview, question, or a passion for a topic or an interest in a topic where you know that you're going to be a fast learner. And this actually happens quite often, that somebody who wants to jump into something that's different and they learn really fast, they're going to learn faster than the majority of the market. So you're still going to be able to stay ahead of the curve. And this works too. So do some brainstorming. Head over to 30DayProductProfit.com where we've got some tools and we've got some coaching and we've got training on how you can isolate a topic if you're having trouble with that. Don't let that part hold you back. Just get something that you think that you're going to be interested in, that you'll be able to answer a couple of questions from people who also want to learn about that topic, and get on with it, right? You can do this multiple times. This is something that's so quick and so easy and so low stress that you'll be able to repeat this process many times. So don't think this is the only time you're going to be able to do this. Just get on with it. So after you've identified a topic, now go out and identify the most urgent or the top two questions that people have about that topic. So hint, you know, some hints for you, how they want to improve or overcome a challenge, either with that hobby, or maybe it's fitness, or maybe it's, you know, stress relief, or it's looking better, it's feeling better about themselves. And the why is it that they want to dedicate themselves to this topic? Do they want to feel fun? Do they want to feel better about themselves? Do they want to look better to other people? Do they want relationships? Do they want to get over a pain that they're experiencing in life? Right. So just those two things. That's all you really need to do for step two, is come up with the kind of overriding question. Well, how you do that? Well, you know, again, we go through that in 30DayProductProfit.com, but there's a number of ways. You can go up and look at comments against products that are already, like books up on Amazon. You can look at Reddit forums are great places to search for keywords and find out what all the people are discussing in their topics. and what they're asking, what types of questions. Quora is another platform that where people ask questions about certain topics. You know, there's dozens and dozens of ways to kind of just spend less than an hour and find out what people are asking about a certain topic. And so I want you to find the questions that get repeated the most and that you see as the most urgent. And that's what you want to start with. Now, the next part is really dead simple. And this is creating a product. Wait, don't be scared. Don't run off before I get to it. All I want you to do is spend less than 2 hours. You know, this could be anything from 30 minutes to 60 minutes to at the most 90 minutes. And I want you to write up a 5 to 10 page set of answers for the question that you identified in step two. That's all it is. And hey, if you only get 2 pages, that's a great start. Come back tomorrow and do the other 3 or 4 pages that you need. I'm just saying, answer a question in a dialogue fashion that you would give advice to somebody if they asked that question and were looking for help from the perspective of either your own experience, the experience of someone you know and that can help, or something you've learned because you're a fast learner on a product that you're passionate or interested about. So you can write it. If writing is not your thing, then go ahead and record a 15 to 30 minute audio answer. So pretend that someone's asking you the question, or even have someone answer you the question, ask you the question rather, and you just spend the next 15 minutes answering it. And you can do that on video, you can do it on audio, preferably video, and you can do a few takes, so don't worry about it. But this is going to take you less than a couple of hours, right? So within a couple of hours, what I'm saying is you will have a useful product on a topic that you know is in high demand in a market that you enjoy and have some knowledge around, right? That is the very definition of the foundation of a solid digital product creation business, right? So what's step number four? After you do that, just follow that up with a one-page summary or checklist or a resource list. What I want you to do is, you know, you've got your five, let's say it's 5 pages or 15 minutes of video or audio where you're giving advice on someone how to answer the question that is most urgent in their mind. And when you do that, there's going to be a set of maybe steps or a set of resources you want to send them to, or maybe a 3 or 4 part checklist of what they should do to answer that question. I want you just to write that into a half page or a page. And that becomes a resource for a summary at the end of your product. So what you'll have is you'll have an intro eventually into that product, an intro paragraph or two. You'll maybe have a page on why you're interested in the topic, what you've done to either gain experience or what you've learned so far in your learning, in your training. And then you will go into just answering the question again, but 5 pages, and you'll have a summary or checklist. And that gets you to that sort of 8 to 10 pages, which gets you into a report, a mini ebook, or 15 to 30 minutes of audio or video. And I highly recommend that you, even if you do a written product, that 5 to 10 pages, you just actually read it, and that gives you 15 to 30 minutes of audio that you'll have as a adjunct to the product. Just makes it a little bit more valuable, and it helps with people who don't like to read so much and they want the audio or the video version, right? And now, what do you do with that? Well, I want you to put that up within the next week. It's totally doable. This is, in fact, many people will listen to this and they'll spend one night creating the product and the next night posting it. You'll have it done in 2 days, but I want to give you the whole week. So what's your strategy? Well, you can have a few different strategies. You can give it away as a lead generator. If this is a market where you want to create additional products, you want to just gain a reputation, a brand, then what I want you to do is put it up on a lead capture page. And we explain how to do that over at 30dayproductprofit.com. So go ahead and join and get the basics of how you set up a basic, you know, sales page, lead gen page, funnel, and sales page. But again, it's dead simple. You'll be able to do this in an hour. And that is to generate leads. And then you can sell them more down their way. You can survey them. You can find out what else they want. That's strategy number one. Strategy number two is that you actually sell it for $17 or $27. No reason why you can't do this. And so you come up with a sales page and you get sales for this. And again, you can then upsell those people. You can survey them, find out what else they need, create new products, upsell them to something else, either a referral product or the next product that you create. And number three you can use it as a private webinar, a private product that you either sell for a low price or give away in exchange for them as a pre-sell to your coaching or your advice. So if this is a topic that you know a fair amount about, and you're really just giving them the answer to one question when you know that they'll probably have a dozen others where you have the answers because you have the experience or you're confident in your ability to learn very quickly, then go ahead and put this product up as an adjunct to a $150, $200 an hour coaching program or even more depending on your experience level, right? So that's just three strategies right there for how you can use this product that you literally put together within hours. So for more details on this, head up to 30dayproductprofit.com. That's where we give you the entire A to Z step-by-step process of coming up with markets, coming up with your ideal topics, how to identify the demand and the questions around the topics, and then how do you bundle these things into different products, you know, whether those be video or written products or audio products, how do you operationalize them? In other words, how do you set up your websites? How do you market them? And then it's some advanced marketing techniques. It's all up there at 30dayproductprofit.com if you're ready to jump in the deep end and get started right now. But what I've given you here right now is an outline to get started in the next couple of days. You don't need anything else. If you happen to have a question on this, head over to hirertrustmarketing.com/blog. You will see a post for episode number 51. And that's what this episode is. You can leave a comment or any questions you have under there. We'll be happy to answer them. But I want you to get started on this. Look, results give you confidence. Results give you energy. Results give you the mindset that will get you to the next level. This gives you a quick result, a quick win that anyone can do. And you get your first product out in the market. There'll be no stopping you when you do that. I hope that was useful. We'll be back at you very soon. If you like this, like it up on whatever platform you're seeing it on Spotify or other. And if you want to share it with somebody else, I think the whole world needs to see this because, look, we're all building a brand these days. We're all capable of coming up with our own specific products that we can help in the marketplace. So that's it for today. Bye-bye for now. We'll see you on the next podcast episode. Thanks for joining. Bye-bye for now.